This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We anticipate removing somewhere on the order of 4.5 million tons of fire ash and debris from both the Eaton and Palisades fire-impacted areas combined.
Phase one is complete. But what does it all mean for the communities devastated by the Eaton and Palisades fires? Hello and welcome to your LA Local for February 26th, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Sam Benson-Smith. Up next, the Santa Monica Sears building may be getting a second life. It is not yet clear at this time if that second life will include a buy one, get one deal on khakis. And one of my crankiest colleagues was caught in the traffic nightmare on the 101 in the Valley this morning. We give him a chance to vent a little bit. That's all coming up, but first, this.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've reached a key early milestone in the cleanup process after the devastating Southern California wildfires. For days, we've been hearing that the EPA has identified and separated toxic debris from 99% of all properties in the Eaton and Palisades fire zones. This morning, that number went up to 100%. Colonel Eric Swenson with the Army Corps of Engineers told my colleague Craig Figner that means phase two, which involves debris removal from both fires, will be ahead of schedule.
We anticipate removing somewhere on the order of 4.5 million tons of fire ash and debris from both the Eaton and Palisades fire-impacted areas combined.
When we talk about 99% for EPA, is that referring to both fire sites, Palisades and Eaton?
Yes, it is now 100% and is from both fire sites.
When we talk about the total time for Army Corps of Engineers to remove debris, is it still 1 year from, say, today? I'm not going to hold you to a specific day, but 1 year's time for both fire sites.
It'll be less than 1 year. Less than 1 year.
Property owners in the Eaton and Palisades fire zones have until March 31st to opt into the Army Corps' free debris removal program. There are still questions being asked about the response, though, and the lead up to the fires. When did the county activate the emergency center? When did they start coordinating with local fire agencies? Kevin McGowan is the director for the LA County Office of Emergency Management.
We started doing that over the weekend prior to the event. So that would have been the 5th and 6th. And then on Monday, we hosted more like concerted efforts, pre-positioning resources, increasing like our posture. And then officially our Emergency Operations Center activated the morning of the 7th.
And here's how LA County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath responded to questions about the response.
As you heard, our emergency operations management team was working in coordination with the entire region, and we opened our emergency operations center. The county opened our EOC in advance of the fire ever breaking out because we knew that the severe conditions were predicted. And so, as you heard, Director McGowan was very much coordinating that preparation.
You as county supervisor felt like you were notified and aware of these wind concerns.
We were absolutely notified by our staff, by our chief, by the National Weather Service, and our entire county family.
Officials said there is grant money available for families, businesses, and workers impacted by the fires. We have a link to the applications on our website, knxnews.com. Palisades Charter High is looking to possibly relocate to the old Sears building in Santa Monica. The principal of the school told the LA Times that the plans are still in their early stages and updates can be expected on the potential move in the near future. The hope is students can return to the Palisades campus by fall using portables and part of the school that's still standing. Right now, the student body is still remote learning. California has yet another massive strike on its hands. Two unions representing some 60,000 University of California workers are on strike this week, picketing at UC campuses and medical facilities up and down the state, including over at UCLA. My colleague John Baird was there.
All day, all night.
UC workers were on the march, making noise outside of Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. They've leveled all sorts of allegations against UC, including unfair labor practices, intimidation, paying substandard wages, and also claiming there are staffing shortages. They say they're not going to give up until they get a new contract.
And we're asking for UC to meet us in good faith and to bargain with us at the table, which they haven't done in about 7 months.
But UC officials blame the unions. They claim that the unions have skipped negotiating sessions and in some cases haven't even responded to their proposals in months. They also say there is not a staffing shortage in the UC system.
One of the two unions involved called a two-day strike. The other, a three-day walkout. UCLA officials say their medical facilities are still open and operational to serve patients during this time. A Southern California Republican sheriff running for governor says if he wins the race, you can expect many of President Trump's policies to be implemented locally, like the creation of California's very own DOGE, or Department of Government Efficiency, which is currently championed and led by Elon Musk. Here's our special correspondent, Steve Gregory, with this KNX News exclusive interview.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco makes no apologies for supporting some of the efforts being rolled out by the Trump administration, especially those rooting out waste and fraud.
If you think that the largest state in the country is not being victimized by the same types of people and processes that our country is, you're sadly mistaken, and you're naive to think it's not. You only have to look at the train to nowhere with billions of dollars disappeared with nothing to show for it.
Bianco says if elected, he would definitely create something like the California Office of Government Efficiency. Bianco has always been an outspoken critic of the Newsom administration and says his biggest challenge to replacing Newsom will be convincing people to drop the R's and D's from their name.
I believe that we're at a point where so many people are fed up, so many people are affected, so many people are tired of their friends moving, their businesses being closed and moving, the big business leaving our state, taking away the revenue, the tax revenue that provides this state. So many people are tired of it. They're over this D and the R.
I asked Bianco how he would handle things like the recent Palisades and Eaton fires. He said local and state governments failed the people, especially since the state makes it virtually impossible to implement prescribed burns.
And truly, it's a house of cards. And the house of cards is coming down because everybody's realizing, holy crap, how did we get here? What do you mean we haven't been able to do this for decades? What do you mean the government prevented it? What do you mean the government has, it takes 3 years to get a burn permit to clear out your yard, but yet we're trying to make these homeowners responsible, or somehow it's their fault that they didn't clear out the debris or the fuel from around their property. This is government's fault.
In breaking and totally unexpected news, another dude living in California is launching a podcast. This time, it's Governor Gavin Newsom. On his new pod, aptly named This is Gavin Newsom, he'll be having conversations with Democrats as well as the MAGA leaders who disagree with him on practically everything. He told Politico that he wants to, quote, understand what the motivations are for their differing political viewpoints. Long Beach State political science professor Matt Lesignier says it could be a good way for Democrats to break through in the online media space and test new campaign messages.
I think the concept is the right one. I'm not sure he's the right vehicle. Specifically, when I think about Californians, they're a little exhausted of Gavin Newsom. And so, I kind of expect it to go up like a lead balloon here. But nationally, the concept of somebody debating, someone who's controversial or a politician on the other side has some upside. And I think we saw some of that in his debate last fall with DeSantis.
That's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who debated Newsom on Fox News a year ago. The governor's podcast premieres in a few weeks. Coming up after the break, progress is being made on the high-speed railway from Southern California to Las Vegas. Why are you laughing? No, we're serious this time. Get out your train conductor hat and your poker pants. Those are a thing, right? We're catching a train to Vegas. Eventually. Allegedly. Crews have started drilling in San Bernardino County to prepare for a high-speed train from Rancho Cucamonga to Las Vegas. The $12 billion project will create a rail line which will include stops in Hesperia and Apple Valley. The San Bernardino Sun says drilling started in Rancho Cucamonga Monday at the future station site where Metrolink trains will connect to the bullet train. It's expected to cut the four-hour drive time to Sin City in half. Service is expected to start in time for the 2028 Olympics. Until then, you'll just have to put up with traversing the 15, or, for the brave among us, the long stretches free from civilization driving up Route 66. You can stop at Roy's and Amboy, grab a root beer, forget you didn't fill up on gas when you were in the slightly lower desert, then pay $8 a gallon at that ancient padlocked pump. I swear I'm not speaking from personal experience here. Speaking of being stuck in the car for hours on end, some of you may have been trapped in gridlock on the 101 this morning in the San Fernando Valley. Well, KNX News' very own chief producer, Jonathan Service, can commiserate. We talked about his commute from hell this morning.
Right about 8:30. And as I'm turning on, I see a puff of dark smoke coming up from the side. I'm thinking, that's not good. That portion of the freeway borders the Sepulveda Basin. Fires start there a lot. There's a lot of homeless camps there. They start fires. It's not unusual to see little brush fires there. So my first thought is that's what it is. Then I pull up a little bit further. Then traffic grounds to a halt. Now I'm seeing a full fireball going on the right side. Turns out I learned much later that it's a panel truck full of propane tanks. That's 8:30 or so is when it starts. I mean, I just got there probably a minute or two before the fire started. When the time I finally decided to turn back around and go against traffic and down the on-ramp, along with several dozen other motorists, it was 10:30. So it was 2 hours of sitting in that traffic. And I just saw that they opened up the freeway eventually at about 12. So it was about 3.5 hours of completely stopped 101 traffic.
Jonathan also added that his commute and traffic in the abstract in the valley has been especially heinous over the last month and a half as the Palisades fire forced closures of PCH, Topanga Canyon, and plenty of other local roads, shooting that overflow of traffic up his way in the valley and also into West LA. You heard his story, but how about you tell us how you really feel about this morning, Jonathan?
We can curse on a podcast, right? Fuck this.
And that's the LA Local for February 26th, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See their whole inventory from 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. So, what'd you think? Fire feedback over to LALocal at knxnews.com. And give us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be great. And if you like the show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow, and my buddy Jonathan Service will be hosting, roadways permitting. In the meantime, tune in to KNX News 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, and or download the Odyssey app and search KNX to hear all the latest on LA. I promise you, we'll be on air. I'm Sam Benson-Smith. Have a good one.